in downtown Manhattan. 212-209-2950. We're juggling a lot here. I've given you information about the James Joyce Quarterly and the Describer's Dictionary, and a lot of jazz this morning, including some stuffed Smith, which I'm sure you're grateful for. 212-209-2950, while at the same time reciting a phone number in the hopes that you will suddenly rush to the phone and make that call. 212-209-2950. In theory, the As I Please board remains open until 8 o'clock, but I'd like to walk out of here seeing some action, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? I think you do. 212-209-2950. To support WBAI, to support the kind of programming you like, to support program that typically does not kowtow to the popular. I don't give you baby food, now do I? 212-209-2950. And, you know, I don't give you stuff that's on the top of the bestseller list. Other people may talk about Harry Potter, but not I, because there are plenty of other people who will talk about it. But who, I ask you, who will spend some time to try to bring you Marion Moore? 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. In the waning moment of the program, won't you please help? Won't you hippity-hop to your phone right now and give a sign of support? We're not asking for much. $20 would be a godsend. $20, we'll be quite grateful. $30, yes, we'll be quite grateful. $100, you better believe we'll be grateful. But even so, $10, a sawbuck, only a sawbuck, it goes a long way. Certainly goes a long way here, because, well, so little is actually being paid for. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Now, surely you and I can agree on one thing. I could be doing something far more interesting than reciting a phone number, 212-209-2950. But I must, because I do not shirk my duty. Yes, there are some who are shirkers, but not I. I face it squarely, and I do the darndest I can, even though it is a Herculean task, 212-209-2950. A Herculean task for a man with a Mahatma Gandhi physique, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. But if you don't do it, no one else will. That's the thing. That's what it all boils down to. Because ultimately it comes down to that you are listening now. Yes, you. 212-209-2950. In that marvelous way that I have of having things link, even though you may not hear it. For example, the bias. That was great. Bias, he's from Oklahoma. James Joyce Quarterly, published in Oklahoma. Get it? And then Austin Briggs, Joyce's drinking, and bias and drink. It's wonderful. These are the sort of things that amuse me so much. 212-209-2950. But perhaps just hearing a little bit of Don Bias has put a whole new spring in your step. Perhaps the brothers have put a spring or three in your step. 212-209-2950. Or, you know, let us say, for Stuff Smith, why not? And my brilliant idea, which I doubt anyone is going to follow up on, I guess it's going to be to me, and I'll have to go and talk to the 52nd Street Block Association and try to explain to them what 52nd Street means in the history of jazz and why jazz is such a major part of New York City cultural history. And they're not going to listen to me. They don't care about that. They just want to know, be money. And I said, well, we'll have, you know, tourists will come around. They'll take pictures. And tell, no, we don't want them blocking traffic. What are you? Everything is blocking traffic. You know, by the way, there is no speed limit to get you to the phone. Why, you can race right over there, 212-209-2950. Yes, bronze plaques on the pavement of 52nd Street at the front door of each of those numerous establishments. I think it would be a wonderful, glorious thing to behold. 212-209-2950. Won't you now please help the radio station? 212-209-2950. As as we say, for this relief, much thanks. I know that you care. I know that you will. Won't you please do it now? Yes, only 25 miles per hour. Now I can use my cell phone and drive. 212-209-2950. What happens to all those old speed signs? Not that I ever saw any of those old speed signs. I'd like to get one of them. Who's paying for putting up all the new speed signs? That's another question. 212-209-2950. $25 for 25 miles per hour. How's that for a deal? Or perhaps just a sawbuck. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with Marion Moore.